Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines, and I am here with my dear friend, John Iannazzo, who is an absolute expert on blinds and window treatments. And I'm super excited to talk to you today. We're talking specifically today about some Hunter Douglas products, what you do. We want to talk about safety. We want to talk about energy efficiency. We have a lot of things to chat about today. So, John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to me a little bit, before we get started, about your background and how you even got into this industry.
Well, it's, I started in the family business. My parents started a wall covering and window covering store in 1985. So I grew up doing this.
And then from that, you just didn't watch what was going on. You basically learned from the floor up a lot about blinds.
Yeah, I started, at the very lowest level, cleaning up after everybody. You know, picking up the stuff on work sites and cleaning up around the store. And it just kind of grew from there.
One of the things that John and I do together quite a bit is we talk about product, but we really talk about, from a design point of view, what's appropriate for different people at different stages. What I'd love to talk about first is some of the products that you have that you recommend, and then we'll go into some of the specifics about safety, because I know that's an issue.
Yeah, so that's a big topic now with window coverings is making them as safe as possible for not just small children, but just anybody in general. And there is a huge range of products that we do that can really be customized to your living space.
Well, let me jump in here and say that as a designer, one of the first things that you and I talked about a week ago was shades are what Hunter Douglas is known for, but now they have draperies, which is pretty amazing.
Yes, they have a new drapery line, Design Studio draperies, and they are some really nice fabrics, some really nice prints, excellent hardware, motorized, so you can do full functional motorized draperies, set them on a timer, do some app on your phone.
Can you give me an overview of kind of how Hunter Douglas got started, how you all got involved with them, and some of the products that are really just general right now?
Okay. Well, Hunter Douglas has been making shades since, I think, the 40s.
Wow.
They created the first honeycomb shade. That was their first, and that's still their flagship product, the Duet honeycomb shade.
See, I remember that from 1984.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been around for a long time. And that is your most energy efficient shade. So when you really need to stop the heat or the cold, you know, down here in Hilton Head, it's more about the heat. Up north, people are more concerned about the cold. But it really does stop that energy flow.
Why?
Because it traps air inside the shade. So when you put the shade down, you're creating an insulating shade at the window. So it really stops, you know, if it's hot outside, if you're getting, like, my house, for example, we get the west sun all afternoon. It's not so bad in the winter. It's kind of nice. But in the summer, from 4 to, like, 7, 8 o'clock, we get full sun. It makes the entire house hot before we get home. If we leave the shades up before we leave for work, by the time we get home, it's hot all night.
So
put the shades down, and the room's livable. It's much more comfortable. We still get natural light through them, too, so they don't completely black the room out. But they definitely stop that solar heat.
The fun part about doing the podcast with you is that we can take any tangent we want. Mm-hmm. And now that we're talking about honeycomb shades, I have some questions about those because that's a really good product and it's a cost-effective product, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
What about blackout shades? What about light filtering? And how do I go to a professional? Does it help?
There's lots of different ways to go about it. First, the word blackout. I hate the word blackout because you can't really ever stop all light. Even a wall with a tiny, tiny little hole Well, you see the light comes through.
Oh,
so
yes.
We can do room darkening. We have another product in the Duet line that's called Light Lock that will stop in a perfect setting 100% of the light, but that has to be an absolute perfect setting, a perfect window, you know, not direct. I've seen 99.5, 99.9% of the light stop, but stopping 100% of the light complete, you know, like is almost impossible. So we can do room darkening. We can do extremely dark.
Okay.
Just want to set that up because
I think that's really important because we have that discussion all the time.
Yes, yes. And people throw the word blackout out there, and some people think, you know, shade's going to black it out. But then you do get some ambient light coming in, and we can always show you examples of that. Light filtering would be the most popular thing.
Okay.
People like the natural light, so that way you can have privacy, you can stop the heat, you can stop the cold, but still get the natural light in the room.
And using shades, whether you're in Idaho, California, Michigan, or South Carolina, which is where we are, basically you use shades everywhere and anywhere.
Yes.
Do you find that most people, or tell us about how people are using those kinds of Duet shades now? Are they using them, like I know in the South, we use them as the window treatment.
Mm-hmm.
In the North, do you find more layering, or how does that work?
You know, I don't know because
I'm in the South.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't have the answer to that. I know different parts of the country have different trends.
Okay.
I have a friend in Wisconsin who's a Hernandez Gallery dealer, and Duet honeycomb shades are very popular. Because it's always cold in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Probably not always cold, but, you know, it's cold a lot in Wisconsin. So they use them. They need them to keep the heat in, the cold out.
Well, and I can tell you from a designer point of view, I use the Hunter Douglas Duet Shades usually as my anchor for the window to really encapsulate it. Mm-hmm. And then oftentimes I will layer that with some Hunter Douglas draperies.
I was going to circle back around to that because the new Design Studio collection is all about the panels and the draperies to go with the shades.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have it broken down. The most popular shade samples, the most popular honeycomb samples or colors and fabrics, which ones coordinate with the Design Studio fabrics. So you can do that layered look.
Okay, so let's say that I don't have a John Ionazzo around and I want to order a shade. Talk to me about how I measure my window. Inside mount, outside mount? How do I actually do that?
It depends on the window. Each window would be individual, whether you can do an inside mount or outside mount. So it depends on the depth of the window.
Okay.
Different products take different depths. So something like a designer roller shade with a larger header would take more depth than a Duet honeycomb shade.
All right. Let's talk about just the Duet.
Okay. So if you have enough room to do an inside mount, you would want to measure in three places, the top, the middle, and the bottom, and go with the smallest measurement. Because if you went with the largest measurement, when it got to the smallest point, it gets stuck.
I love how he always tells me how to measure because I want to be able to do it. And by the time I'm finished, I have no clue, which is why I hire someone.
There you go. And I would always recommend hiring a professional. If you go online to hunterdouglas.com, you can go to the dealer locator and find the nearest gallery dealer to you. And they can hook you up with, you know, someone to measure, someone to install, you know, they do the whole thing.
Actually, that makes sense. And what's funny is we're here in South Carolina, and I've worked with you where you've actually called Hunter Douglas dealers for me in other areas of the country to do the installations. Do you remember that with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So it makes a lot of sense. Okay, we've talked about Duets. Let's talk about, is that what my dad has? Is that a...
Yes, he has Duet honeycomb.
So here's what's super cool about the Duet honeycomb shade. For my dad, he's 91 years old, and when he lays in bed, he really likes to look at the stars. So talk to me about how that shade works and what makes it really special.
So his shade is top-down, bottom-up, which means you can have it raised all the way up to leave the whole window open. You can stack it all the way at the bottom or anywhere in between. So his window is on the ground level of the house.
You're right.
So you want privacy because you have a lot of people, you know, with the boats and everything going back and forth.
Right.
So he can have it halfway up, have his privacy on bottom, but still be able to see out through the top. And I think he just leaves it like that most of the time.
He
doesn't move it very often.
No, he absolutely loves it. And you talk about bringing the outside inside. It's really an amazing product. Also, talk to me about motorized, because we have another client that is a bit older, and what we find with that client is that your power...
Mm-hmm. Motorized shades are extremely popular right now, and I don't think that's slowing down. I think it's only going to get, you know, bigger and bigger as things progress. They really work great for all
anybody.
Ages, really anybody. All from small children, you know, if you're worried about, you know, safety cords and strings hanging down, it eliminates that. for people with any kind of issue raising the shade. One thing we see a lot of is older people have trouble, if they have arthritis, gripping the cord. Even a continuous cord loop, it's child safe, it's fastened down, but it can be hard to grip that cord, especially in a large shade.
Sure.
So you do it motorized and you have no cord to grip. All you have is a button to push.
But one of the things that I think we as older adults get frustrated about, if you will, is that motor going to work? I don't know about motorized shades. What if it, okay.
Yeah, that's changed. So we've had motorized shades for a long time, since probably the early 90s, I think they started, maybe even before that, and I'm not even sure how long ago that's been. It's not even the same product as now. It's like if you have an iPad now compared to an Apple IIe that we had, I remember back playing Oregon Trail. And
right, exactly.
School. It's the same thing, but it's not the same thing at all. So the shades now, they're really fair to call them smart shades. So you can use a handheld remote. You can make it nice and simple and have, you know, one shade, one remote, one channel, up, down.
Or we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in just a couple seconds and we're going to tease you and tell you the other thing you can do with these fabulous shades. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lines on Design can do for you, for more information on certified aging in place and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's LYNES on design.com. Once again, we are here on Aging in Place. We are with John Iannazzo, and we are talking about window treatments. Specifically, this episode, we're talking about some Hunter Douglas products that are amazing with John. And we were talking about different ways to raise and lower the shades.
Mm-hmm. We were just starting with the motorized shades, or the smart shades, really. Mm-hmm. Because, like we said, we can do them with a handheld remote.
Okay.
It's nice and simple.
It looks like a little rock.
Yes, it's called a pebble remote. So it's supposed to be a river rock. So mm-hmm. it's not just another remote on your counter. It's to be a little more decorative.
Yes, it does look good.
Yeah. But we can also do them with the PowerView system with an app on your phone, which then can work with many, many different home automated systems. Control 4. The showroom, we have them set up with an Alexa.
Okay. Oh.
Which is really... does more than I thought it would when we first set it up.
Well, you have to give them some examples because we laugh. And I am the biggest cynic when it comes to automation and motorized things. Because at 66, I'm waiting for it not to work. But you've got to tell them about the Alexa, which is amazing. Yeah. And then how to get the app on the phone and what it really does. It's cool.
Well, the app's free to download, of course, like most apps are. And then once your shade, if you do the shades with PowerView, you need a hub, so your phone talks to your router. Your router talks to the hub. The hub talks to the shades.
So you guys don't need to worry about that. It just happens magically.
I have to go through all that.
Yeah.
So all the programming is done and stored in the hub, and then you can load the app on your phone, and you can raise and lower a single shade. You can set a scene. So if like Good Morning is your favorite scene, you can hit one button that says Good Morning. All the shades go up or down, or however you want to program it. You can also set an automation, so you can take that scene and set it to a time to have them go up and down when you want. Like in my house, unfortunately, I don't have power shades, which is, I hate telling people that.
Oops.
If I'd known then what I know now, of course.
Right. Isn't that true for all of us?
I would have them go down at 4 and then up at 7. I wouldn't have to think about it. It's one thing I hate is coming home from work, shades are down, the house is kind of dim. You know, I like the windows to be up. I like to be open. You know, The sunshine in. But again, we have that heat problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to not have to think about the shades. You know, one thing, we're kind of off on a tangent here from what we were saying, but one thing
shocking.
People complain about, not complain, but they don't want motorized shades. They say, I'm not so lazy, I can't just go pull a cord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being lazy, you can't just go pull a cord. It's that everybody's busy. Everybody's doing something. Late for this appointment, I got to do that, pick the kids up, go play golf. I mean, everybody's always busy. If it's one less thing that you can take off your to-do list, you can set it up so it works the way you want to work. You can let in as much light. You know, there's nothing worse than being in a room and the shades are down, it's dark and it's dim, you're kind of in a cave.
Well, from a safety point of view, with older folks or with Clementine, with a mom who's got little ones, I mean, to come into a dark house is a safety hazard.
Yeah, absolutely. And even for raising and lowering the shades while you're gone as a safety
Security.
Security. Thank you. That's the, that word.
Exactly.
So yeah, with the PowerView, with the app, you can set that up so it can raise and lower on its own. You don't have to think about it. And then you can control them with like an Alexa or Google Home and just talk to them. Just talk to the Alexa, tell her to raise the shades. And she can set up a routine so you don't even have to, you can have your whole routine set up for your lights, your shades, music, everything. You tell her one thing and it all happens.
Okay, just as a funny anecdote. So I walk into with John and he has his Alexa. And what do you have it trained to say about the neighbors?
Oh, wow. So one of the scenes we had set up is the neighbors are looking. So if you say, Alexa, the neighbors are looking, in the showroom, it drops all the shades.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the thing I like about talking about this is, how old is Johnny?
He's 11.
So he has an 11-year-old. I have 9 grandchildren that are all different ages. And it's really interesting to watch these younger kids be able to adapt right away to the Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
And yet my dad at 91, surprisingly, also adapts very easily to the Alexa. And I think that that's just something that a lot of us don't think about as being really good, really easy.
They're more user-friendly than people give them credit for. You know, it takes a little bit to get used to how to talk to it. Once you have it down, yeah, it can really do a lot of things.
So basically, in the first segment and the half of the second segment, we've been talking about one shade, which is the applause or the duet.
Yes.
And we also talked about draperies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about some other products, or at least a couple of other products, and kind of go through a similar energy efficiency, safety, things like that.
Sure, sure. Well, there's a lot of ways to break the products down. Sheer shadings are a very popular product in this area.
Okay, what is a sheer shading?
So a sheer shading, so a shade would be like a honeycomb shade or a roller shade, a shade that moves up and down, but there's no view through. There's no vane to control, like a blind.
Okay.
Like think of a traditional Venetian blind.
Okay.
You lower the blind, you can rotate slats open and closed.
Okay. Up or down?
Up or down, yes.
That's it. Doesn't
have slats that open and closed. Sheer shading has both vanes or slats that you can open and close, and it raises and lowers like a traditional shade.
No, I'm with you. I got you so far. Well, it's funny because my mom and dad in Ohio had the these. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm giving him a visual of a horizontal sliding back and forth.
The duet vertiglide.
Yes.
Yes. So that is, well, back to the duet. So that is the duet honeycomb shade that moves vertically like a drapery, like a traditional vertical blind, which is very practical for sliding glass doors. The sheer shadings are the silhouette, luminette, and pirouette category.
So that's what my dad had.
The luminette.
Luminette.
The vertical one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. They're fabulous absolutely anywhere. I don't care if you're in Montana.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, luminette privacy shears work like a drapery, but they function like a vertical. So verticals are not our most popular product.
Right. They're so 2 decades ago.
They really mm-hmm. are. But with the luminette privacy shear, it looks like a sheer drapery, but you can close it for privacy. The problem with anything sheer is it doesn't give you privacy. Mm-hmm. At night when the lights are on inside, it's dark outside, you can see right in. The luminette, you can rotate the vanes closed, so you can get the best of both worlds.
But, which brings us back to the layering piece of any kind of a window treatment. Again, depending on the environment and the geography, you can layer to keep heat in mm-hmm. or heat out.
Yes.
Cold in or cold out. So I think that's the beauty of this, of some of these products, is it really doesn't matter where you live. It's a matter of how you make it work for you. Yeah, how you live.
Yeah.
Exactly. That makes so much sense. Okay, so we've got the sheer shades. I feel like I have to say that very slowly. Yes, exactly. All right. Next, I like how you're breaking down the products.
Okay, then you have traditional blinds.
Okay.
And they come in several different. We can do real wood blinds. We can do faux wood blinds. We can still do aluminum blinds. And they all have their pros and cons. I prefer real wood over faux wood because wood is lighter and stronger. So something people don't notice much of when they look at a wood blind or a faux wood blind are the strings. So like a off-the-rack inexpensive faux wood blind will have, they're called ladders. The strings that hold the slats in place.
Got it.
So an inexpensive off-the-shelf one, if you went to a big box store and bought one, are going to have more, like a 4-foot-wide blind is going to have, you know, 4, maybe 5. And you don't notice them until you notice them. And then once you see them, you can't unsee them.
Okay.
It's one of those things. So with a real wood blind, the $100, specifically Hunter Douglas, has a wider ladder spacing than other manufacturers. so you get a cleaner look at the window.
And it makes a difference.
It really does. It makes
a huge difference. Okay, cleanability of some of these products.
They're all very cleanable. The faux wood would be one of the biggest benefits of the faux wood is the cleanability and the weather resistant. So the Hunter Douglas Everwood collection is guaranteed not to fade, yellow, warp, or bow, which is amazing in strong sun.
Well, and what's fun is we've done, John and I have actually done television together with some of the blinds, and we've had so much fun. We've taken them out in my yard, and John has squirted them with ketchup and grape jelly and washed them with the hose.
Those, yeah. Not to show how to clean them, just to show that they could be cleaned that way if you know, you have a nice big food fight.
Yeah, there you go. What else is trending? You've got, I love the Roman shades are gorgeous.
Yeah,
what about shutters?
We do a lot of shutters. Shutters are very popular. The downside to shutters is they take up a lot of window.
Okay.
So they really do. We're talking about natural light and letting the outside in. The shutters take up a lot of window. We're back to the sheer shading.
Yes.
You get a nice wide louvre. The pirouettes, for example, the pirouette window shadings have almost a shutter feel to them with the curve of the louvre. But when they're up, they stack completely above the window or the top of the window if it's an inside mount, leaving the whole window open.
We're going to take a break, John. We're going to come back. There's so much more to talk about. Please stay with us here on Aging in Place.
For more podcast episodes, links, information, and media inquiries, please visit our website at agingInPlacePodcast.com as we transition through life with the comfort and ease you deserve. Discover how you can create a home that will adapt to you as you journey through life and the changes it will bring. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as our host, Debbie Lines, and her expert guests discuss relevant topics to creating a home for all decades in life. Don't miss our weekly episodes of Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life.
We are back on Aging in Place. We are with John Iannazzo. We are having a ball talking about window treatments, specifically some Hunter Douglas products right now. And one of the things that we both have little kids, and or I have little grandchildren, I should say, but safety is a big concern. I want to get back to talking about some other products, but I really want to talk about the commitment that you all have to safety, because I think that's huge.
Yeah, it's very important. And people don't realize the safety issue with window coverings.
Mm-mm.
You know, cords can be dangerous. Kids are very inquisitive.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something they're not supposed to play with, they're going to play with it.
Oh, and cords are a natural, they gravitate to cords. Anything that's swinging, they can pull up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So with the $100 products, they've had a thing designed with safety in mind for longer than I can remember. It's been kind of one of their taglines, a little seal that they put on the different products. They've done things like the Light Rise, the cordless lifting system, and the Duet honeycomb shade.
And now, the Light Rise, let's talk about that for a second.
So Light Rise is the name of the cordless operating system, Hunter Douglas, and many of the products have it, the Silhouette window shadings, the Duet honeycomb shades, have Light Rise. So it's cordless. There's a handle at the bottom, you push it up, you pull it down. You know the old-fashioned roller shades
where
you pull the bottom and it would shoot up?
Yep.
It doesn't do that.
You just
lift it, lower it, wherever you leave it is where it stays.
We do a lot with senior living. John and I do a lot with senior living. And a lot of the places that are senior living facilities or homes, it's really tough for folks to raise and lower blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I really love these specific blinds.
Yes.
Because literally, and we demonstrate all the time for folks, it's two fingers to raise them up and lower them.
Yeah, it was very easily. With a traditional blind, the traditional cord, a cord lock system, when you raise the blind or shade, you're pulling the weight of the shade, and then there's a piece that grips the cord and locks it in place.
Oh.
With the other systems, the easy lifting systems, Easy Rise is a continuous cord loop, Light Rise is the cordless system, and then Ultra Glide is a retractable system.
So what does that mean? You pull it and then it goes up and you pull it again?
Correct. So think of a regular old-fashioned blind where you raise the blind and the cord's dragging on the floor.
Right.
With Ultra Glide, that cord goes to a constant length and stays short.
Oh.
So all three of those don't have anything gripping the cord. So there's less wear and tear. And you're not actually lifting the weight of the blind. You are operating a simple motor or a gear to raise the blind.
You know, one of the things I think Hunter Douglas does, and when you get someone who sells a Hunter Douglas product, they're pretty creative in what they use these blinds for. We've specifically been talking about window treatments, right? Mm-hmm. But again, having worked with John and having worked with a lot of folks who are aging in place and want to modify their home, we've done some kind of fun things. Let's talk about the bathroom we did.
Yeah, I know that's one of your favorites.
Exactly.
Using the Duet VertiGlide as a door. A lot of remodels, you know, they're expanding the bathroom. There's not a space to swing a door open. They don't want to put a pocket door in.
They can't.
Yeah, there's right. No room for that. Barn doors, as popular as they are, sometimes there's no room to slide that whole door over.
Exactly.
The Duet Honeycomb with VertiGlide stacks in 6.5-7 inches mm-hmm. every time. So whether it's a 10-foot wide sliding glass door or a 3-foot, you know, bathroom mm-hmm. door, it stacks in that 7 inches. So it really saves space but lets you have a door.
We both had a client that was wheelchair bound, and we needed that space in the doorway to in the renovation to accommodate the wheelchair being able to get in and turn 360. And using John's idea with the, say it,
Duet VertiGlide.
Oh, thank you. That it made it super easy, and it made it light. It made and I'll tell you from a an allergy point of view or a cleanliness point of view, it was the perfect solution to that. The other thing that we've done is on washer dryers. Oftentimes, people who are downsizing are paying attention to space. Okay. And they're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with a washer and dryer? Well, we found this perfect solution in a closet.
Yeah, the Duet VertiGlide. We did one very recently over a closet in an office where they're trying to save space and didn't have room for bifold doors. They did a Duet VertiGlide right over it. And that way you can close the space off. It looks clean. It's easy to take care of. It slides easily.
Okay. As a designer, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about color. And yes. Pattern.
Yes.
And I have to laugh because as a designer, I'm all about color. I'm all about pattern. I'm all about trending. Right now, it's, you know, whether it's jewel tones or pastels, the colors are amazing. Okay. Go ahead, John. Talk to us a little bit about color and what your designer loves.
Okay. Well, every time I ask you, what color do you want the shades, Debbie? What's your first answer?
White, like the trim.
That is the most popular thing, is to blend the shades in with the trim, sometimes the wall color. It tends to be neutral.
But folks, here's the thing.
They don't have to be.
Not only do they not have to be, but if you really look at what's trending in shades, and I'm not the expert, I've been taught by the expert, mm-hmm. Hunter Douglas has come out with colors, patterns, fabrics that are unbelievable. Talk a little bit about some of the options that are available that people really wouldn't think about.
I mean, they run the whole range of colors.
I love talking to John about this. He's like, you mean the blue one? I'm like, no, what about the one that's herringbone with the...
Yeah, exactly. So color and texture are very big with Hunter Douglas with their fabrics. The designer roller shades have a lot of different textures, a lot of colors. Mm-hmm. Duet Honeycombs, we just got a new book in. A couple of months ago, I forget exactly when that came in, but all new color palette and all the different fabrics. And there was different textures of fabrics. There's
A nubby.
Yeah, some have a metallic finish to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a raw silk pattern in the India silk in the Duet. Some nice new colors in that one too. The Vignette Modern Roman Shades, lots of colors, lots of textures there. And then the Design Studio. Design Studio, we talked about, aren't just draperies. We can also do roller shades and Roman shades out of the same fabric.
What's really interesting is people wonder about shades and the design motif. Are they contemporary? Are they more traditional? Don't you think they transcend absolutely any design motif that you have? Talk about the modern ones.
Or, yes.
Well, go ahead and say what you were going to say first.
You're exactly right. The different some styles, I think, are more modern. Some are more traditional. But I think a lot of that depends on the fabric and the options with the mm-hmm. shade as well. Like mm-hmm. the silhouette window shadings, I would say a little more traditional. But if you do some of the more heavier textured fabrics, it makes them a little more contemporary.
Well, it's funny because I think of that as more of an Eastern Cape Cod mm-hmm. kind of flavor feel, the East Coast. And I think of the West Coast as, please forgive me, he is the expert. So we're going to get his naming of what we need. The ones that are stack up and have the really cool geometric patterns.
The designer bandit shades.
Oh, designer. Yes. They're
those
like,
are very cool.
Those are so West Coast and really hip.
That's a perfect
cool.
example of traditional versus contemporary because it depends on the fabric. Like the shade, when you look at it, looks like this is a very contemporary shade.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some fabrics in that line that have been popular in this area that have worked really, really well in a more traditional setting.
And what's interesting about Hunter Douglas is, and you've taught me this, John, is they are all about looking at the future. They're very mm-hmm. future-oriented.
Yes.
So talk to us about what you see. What are the new trends when you go to the conferences? What are you learning about?
Function is a big one. Controlling light. I should say the ability to control light.
Okay.
Is very big because light affects everything.
Absolutely.
You know, it heats. You know, warms uh-huh. us. It you know, you're in a better mood in a sunny day than you are on a cloudy day.
I was just going to say, from a mental health point of view, yep. light, it's all about light.
It's all about light. Mm-hmm. So the shades really do a fantastic job of controlling light. So I said before about being in a dark room.
Yes.
It's kind of like being in a cloudy day. You're kind of, you know, you're not as happy. You don't feel as good when it's all dark and, you know, mm-hmm. and you don't have that natural light.
That's right.
So going back to the shades that are automated, you know, the smart shades, when you can just tell Alexa to raise the shades, so you're ready in the morning trying to get the kids breakfast, trying mm-hmm. to you know, find the shoes and get out the door. You know, that's my morning every morning. I don't oftentimes stop to raise the shades.
Oh, interesting.
I would love to be able to put them up and get that light in. You just start feeling better right away. So it's about the trend that mm-hmm. is all about the function of the shades, how you want them to operate.
I tell you, it's really fun. It's been amazing. As always, when we start talking, you think, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about shades. That'll take 30 seconds. But there's so much to know. I mean, we could sit here and talk for another 3 hours. I mean, it's what you do every day. Mm-hmm. And I think, how many years?
At least 20 now. I'm
exactly.
Sure.
And every time we talk, there's something new. It's changing. It's evolving. And I think that's what's so impressive. John, thank you so much for joining us.
You can contact us at Liberty Wall Coverings and Window Blinds, 843-681-9044, or find us online at libertywindowblinds.com.
And thank you all for joining us here on the Aging in Place podcast. I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Tracy. Tracy is naturally curious and always creative. And when we were doing the Aging in Place podcast, she said, there are so many quick tips that I can think of offhand. My response, who knew? She's going to be with us every week, giving us a quick tip and a hint that is a practical application.
Thanks, Debbie. It's been said that your state of mind will be the state of your body. So give your mind a good workout. It's as easy as putting a jigsaw puzzle together or picking up a book. So keep your mind, no matter what your age, in good shape. Try to challenge yourself every day. I remember growing up, my mother always had a card table with a jigsaw puzzle on top. She would work on that puzzle whenever she had a minute or two. My mom passed those genes to my sisters and I'd love to visit them in Ohio and sit at that table to exercise our brains together. Who knew it could be so enjoyable to keep a healthy state of mind?
Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines, and thank you for listening to Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. We would like to ask you all to give us a review. Of course, preferably 5 stars. Thank you again, and we hope you enjoyed Aging in Place for Any Stage in Life. John Iannazzo, thank you so much for talking about blinds. I think the takeaway for today's podcast is simply this. Blinds are much more than just a window treatment. They're a way to save energy, to keep the cold in, or the heat out. Hunter Douglas is a company that offers many things to many people. Please look them up. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lines and produced by Henrik DeGior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at pr@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place Podcast.